And now it's time for what we can't get out of our head, which chatting before this show, it seemed like it was sort of only one story in town, which is the World Cup, which starts Australian time Friday morning. Dan, how are you feeling about it?
I'm very excited. There's a lot of World Cup fever in the Canberra Bureau at the moment. And I mean, what I was thinking of, and it sort of ties in a lot to the discussion we've had today about this debate that's happening in this country at the moment about immigration and what Australia looks like. What does modern Australia look like and what it should look like? And I think certainly among our sporting teams, there's probably no greater reflection of what modern Australia actually looks like than the Socceroos. And, you know, wouldn't it be grand in the context of everything that's going on if the nation, albeit briefly, sort of rallied around a team led by Tony Popovich, Nestor Iringunda, Mo Touré, Jackson Irvine. It's a really wonderful part of our culture, and it's going to be great to celebrate that.
Mike, how's your football fever?
It's actually a bit, much as I love football, I feel like I'm very alienated from the way FIFA operates, and obviously being in America at the moment, it's kind of tense. And I was particularly struck by the issue with the Somali referee who'd been picked, who was refused entry for the US on grounds of security, absurdly. And just kind of, I don't know why that really affected me about my view about how I've seen the tournament, even though it's only one person. But yeah, it'll be great. It will be great. I completely endorse what Dan said about the Australian team. It would be fantastic if they do well. I'm not all that optimistic, but
if they win a game.
Oh no, I mean, come on, there's certainly a possibility of that.
How are you feeling, Patrick?
Look, coming into it, I think, yeah, I had similar concerns to Mike about FIFA, and a lot of my friends have switched off, but look, it's hard to resist the pull of it. I ran the office sweepstake yesterday, and look, people were very excited by it. Even the people who drew Curacao or, you know,
New Zealand.
Cape Verde or New Zealand. Yeah, they were all very keen.
The person who drew New Zealand was a New Zealander who instantly wanted to swap their team to someone
treason.
Else.
Treasonous. Yeah.
Disgraceful.
I got Croatia, so not too bad, but yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm the ultimate fair weather football fan. I pay almost no attention to the Socceroos, but I will be very excited come Sunday. I think that's all we've got time for today. Thank you for joining us again, Mike.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Joe.
And thanks a lot, Dan.
Thanks, guys.